Hello and welcome to episode one of the Diversified Integrated Sports Clinic. My name is James and we're here today with a panel of expert health professionals.
Hi guys.
Hi.
Hello.
We're talking everything about health and fitness in Dubai. My name is James. I'm a chiropractor. We've got Tamara.
Hi, I'm the other chiropractor at the clinic. I'm also the medical director and I'll tell you guys a little bit about the clinic once we introduce everybody.
I'm Paul, I'm a sports rehabilitation therapist, and we have
Nermeen, I'm the physiotherapist here. I specialize mainly in the post-operative conditions.
Okay, awesome. All right, we're going to be talking about the CrossFit Regionals today. Paul's going to tell us all about that. He's just come back from Madrid. Nermeen's going to open up a little bit of a topic on preventative medicine, what it is, why we should do it. But we're going to hear first from Tamara. She's going to tell us all about DISC, how it started. Yeah, let us go for that tomorrow.
Okay,
let's hear
so
all about
thanks
it.
For listening up, guys. We were super inspired by some friends of ours at InterFight to start this podcast because a lot of people ask us about different topics in healthcare, and we thought we would share our discussions and opinions with you. And we'd love to feature many different people. So if you guys have any ideas too, let us know what you think. We opened the clinic a year and 4 months ago, so it was last January. After working in Dubai for a while and realizing that there's not a lot of integrated medical facilities. So I've gotten to know a lot of great professionals like Paul and you yourself, James, that I've worked with before. And trying to create a center where there's different disciplines. So chiropractic, physiotherapy, rehab, sports therapy, massage therapy, acupuncture, everything under one roof so that the therapist can collaborate for a patient's condition. So we have different therapies available for people depending on their treatment plans, depending on their needs, depending on, you know, the patient's preference. So that's the concept behind DISC, and we've grown to be an awesome facility with about 14 staff, therapists, and then some admin staff, and growing. So it's been a really good ride, and yeah.
Excellent. And obviously the sports in the title, but is it just for athletes or?
Yeah, so the sports is basically indicating movement injuries. So most injuries are movement related injuries. So you don't have to be an athlete to have back pain to be treated at the clinic. You can have, you know, pain from sitting for long periods of time or trauma related pain like a car accident or post-operative rehabilitative issues that you can come to DISC with. So yeah, it's not necessarily sports injuries, but we say sports because 90% of injuries are movement related injuries. So we want to indicate, you know, that's the kind of crowd and clientele that we like to see.
Okay. And anyone who's been down to the clinic will see that it's got a lovely design to the place.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about that.
So we decided on having a really warm and comfortable environment and having a place that was very welcoming to people because a lot of other environments that you see here are very clinical and, you know, we want to play on the mental as well as the emotional, not just the physical. And a lot of people come to us with high stress levels and we wanted to create an environment where they can relax. So a good friend of mine who has the Native Bohemian, she decided to put together, you know, a lot of recycled elements, a lot of natural materials. And, you know, you come in, you feel like you're going to someone's apartment. So we want people to feel like it's a lifestyle change and it's a place where they belong and they can come back to again and again. So it's not only when you're in pain, but also a place where you can come and prevent injuries, where you can educate yourself about different things, how you can challenge yourself more. And there's always, we can always take our bodies to the next level. So that's the whole concept behind the place.
Okay. And the place has been open for just over a year now. How's business going? I mean, there's a lot of people around.
It's going great. I mean, we don't do much advertising, especially other than social media, but it's all word of mouth. And, you know, people, obviously, we learn a lot from our clients about what they want and what they want to see. And people are becoming more educated about the importance of preventative healthcare. So, you know, keeping your body in tune, how to prevent having back pain when you get older or when you do a lot of, you know, exercise or when you travel. You know, people only know so much and there's always a misconception about how to treat pain. Do you take medications? You know, can you do things naturally, which is obviously better for you? And how to optimize your body so that you can feel better and have a better lifestyle and you can do more and, you know, have just a happier day. So,
and you think there's room for expansion?
Of course.
Middle East
there's
and beyond?
There's always room for expansion. Hopefully more in Dubai and more therapists. You know, we're looking for different people who do different things to complement what we do. And hopefully, you know, we've got a lot of interest from different areas, you know, Abu Dhabi, Kuwait, Saudi, because there's obviously a lot of people catching on to what we do. But for now, we're really happy doing what we do and, you know, trying to be the best in the community and, yeah, going from there.
And you're a young professional woman. Obviously, this place takes up a lot of your time. How do you manage to balance being a business owner and staying fit and being an
There's
ambassador
always
for what
time.
You believe in?
There's always time. And I'm single. No. but there's always time. You know, you make time for the things you love, you know, mm-hmm. and obviously sometimes you do too much and then you decide to take a step back and, you know, you go on vacation, or Dubai is an awesome place. It's very easy to do things. You know, things are, I don't clean my house. I don't do my laundry. Like, you know, I work hard so that I can have, people help me do these things. And I like to get up early and train in the morning and, you know, see friends after work and socialize and network and PR. And people who tell me I don't have time is just an excuse. You know, there's 24 hours in the day and 8 hours of it you need to sleep, and the rest of it is for you to party and enjoy and work hard. So,
all right, just yeah. follow the dream, huh?
Yeah, live the dream.
Good effort. Good
with
effort.
You guys. So, yeah.
And Paul and Ramin, do you guys enjoy working here?
Yeah, it's very nice.
What
very
do you?
Good environment.
You better.
Good
environment.
What do you like best about working here?
Honestly, I love it here because just the environment is so chilled, and the people that we work with, like, we're all young, we're all active, so we all encourage each other to, like, follow an active lifestyle. And honestly, like, we all come from different fields and different practices, so we learn a lot. Like, the minute I just joined here, in the first few months, like, I could tell you I learned a lot, much more than I would have learned, like, in years and practicing in hospital. Mm. And just it's because it's in, like, young crowd and we're all, like, active, and it's fun, you know? When a job is like just fun and chill, then you don't feel like you're working, like it doesn't feel as, you know, like a burden. It's just amazing working here.
Nice. And you, Paul, what do you think?
Yeah, it's pretty much the same. And basically, like, having the environment where you can go and ask someone, it's not competitive, it's very like low-key, there's no animosity, everyone's just trying to sort of help each other, and it's patient-based, like, focus. That's the main thing, like, that's what we're all here for, so that's the best part.
Honestly, I have to give it to Tamara because she creates this positive energy, this positive environment where everything is just chilled, we're all having fun. And the best thing about it is that, like, we all help each other, you know, if, like, a patient, you know, something is wrong with a patient, we all, like, work integrated together to help get a patient into a better place. So honestly, I have to give it to Tamara.
Thanks,
like, she does
it's
it
exciting.
All.
It's exciting to work with people, you know. I feel there's a lot of practitioners out there who get very kind of like egotistical about what they do, and like, I know it all and I have one solution, and there's never one solution to fix a patient.
Sure.
And people always, like, sometimes Paul does things that I'm like, wow, that's awesome. I would have never thought of that because it's just not the kind of work that I do, which is much more manual and fascia based. And sometimes he'll come to me and say, you know, somebody has this issue in their neck and I'm not big on the mobilization, so will you help me? And that's the best thing. So you always leave feeling like you've given the best to the patient.
Yeah.
And if not, there's somebody there to, you know, cover your back and help them.
Right. So sounds like the patient
really,
gets a
really
little
important.
More comprehensive.
Exactly.
Care.
So it's very, like Sundarmin said, patient centered. So,
well,
yeah.
Well, I'm sure we'd like to invite all our listeners to come on down to the clinic, just have a little look at the place, just
definitely.
To meet and greet everybody. They're all more than welcome, and obviously get in touch with the clinic either on email or by phone. That would be fantastic. It's contact@disc-me.com, and our phone number is 0455160700. So good. Let's hear from you now, Ramin. I know you're in Ramadan at the moment and you're fasting, and you don't have a lot of water in your body, so
yeah,
you
no,
might crack up at any minute. But let's hear a little bit about preventative medicine from you.
All right, so what do we mean when we say preventative medicine? A preventative medicine simply focuses on the health of individuals and disease prevention as opposed to disease treatment. The goal of preventative medicine is to mainly promote and maintain health and well-being of individuals and to prevent diseases and injuries and disabilities. So usually certain measures are taken and different forms of assessments are usually done to point out or look for any issues or problems that could put individuals at risk for injury. And this is basically what we work on from there. And it doesn't usually just apply for people who have known or previous injuries. It applies to everyone. It can apply to healthy, normal individuals. So like you'd get so you don't have to be sick or you just developed an injury or anything to come to the clinic.
You don't have to be in pain.
You don't have to be in pain. So most of the time, like a lot of people, they come to us and they tell us, okay, so I want to start this kind of sports. I want to get into CrossFit or I want to start running. So I just want to check, is everything okay? Do I like need to work on something? Do I need to like, let's say, mobilize or stretch more or do more strength work? So this is where basically we start to assess an individual and basically put them in the right direction.
Yeah. Paul, you've worked in a few countries. Pain is often a great motivator, isn't it?
For sure.
How do you manage to persuade patients that they need to adopt this preventative approach to look after themselves?
I mean, I guess it comes down to like how they move. If you feel like something's not quite right, then obviously that's going to extend into or manifest itself into pain at some point. It's more about like taking care of your body, understanding that like the load and the amount of volume that we actually put through it every day, like the repetitive sort of movements, they're going to create more and more tension, so that has to be dealt with before you get into pain,
before an injury comes on.
Yeah, it's always easier to sort of look at pain or prevent pain coming than it is to actually get rid of it. So you want to actually start to come in and get things sort of released or assessed, and then you're going to start to look into getting better at movement, basically. Yeah.
And do you think patients actually get that?
Some do. I think the more and more it's getting better. Like people are starting to understand, the more you understand your body. But that comes down to education. Not many people actually understand that, you know, it's important to look after yourself. They only ever think of it when they're in pain, that they need someone to look after them. But yeah, I mean, it's getting better.
Yeah. And I know you were on a course recently, learning all about movement and things like that. Do you yourself sort of do any sort of preventative strategies that
of course
we might recognize?
We all roll and stretch every day through the clinic.
Yeah. Well, actually, when we show people how to do stuff, I feel like that's my foam rolling for the day. But almost every patient, I've actually taken the initiative to do the movements with them, so that it helps me. And you know, we all criticize each other anyways. I'll come to Paul at least once a week and be like, Paul, my shoulder hurts. You know,
I come to Paul every week. I'm like, Paul, can you just give me an adjustment in my spine?
So yeah, we always ask each other for advice, and it's really important to obviously practice what you preach too. You know, if we did nothing and we were stiff and overweight and, you know, we didn't move and we didn't try different things, how are we going to give advice to our patients? So I think that's really, really important that we try different things. And just among the practitioner here, like we have Dr. Janine, who's going to start doing stage figure modeling again. And she went through that, and it's, you know, really difficult to go through the nutrition and the exercise program. And, you know, she's awesome because we've got chocolate at the clinic all the time and she's completely avoiding it. And then Paul and myself, we do quite a bit of CrossFit. And, you know, James, you were always into yoga and golf, as we look at your finger that's torn off to pieces.
You don't bleed, it's not sport.
And Nermeen, since Nermeen started at the clinic, she started CrossFit too. You know, Inner Fight family is taking her in and they're showing her how to lift. And she goes on her own now, does classes and feels super comfortable.
Awesome.
You know, going from being super intimidated around weights to throwing stuff around, which is amazing.
Inner Fight encourages you, honestly. Yeah. They're hardcore and they motivate you to work hard, honestly. So, and I love their classes and they don't give up on you, you know?
Yeah. We have a great family of you know, sportsmen. You know, they take us in and they want to show us different things. Last week, we all went and tried out gravity calisthenics, which was super fun. You know, we were monkeying around. And all of us here do different stuff. Michael, our administrative partner, he does some Russian mixed martial arts. And then Lizzie's training for a half marathon. And it's pretty amazing. You know, everybody does a different thing and they can contribute to some kind of, you know, sports background. So I think that's really, really important.
And for the average Joe public in the street, I mean, it costs money to look after yourself, doesn't it? And to keep coming in, and when you're not in pain, that's often hard to do, hard to persuade yourself.
I totally agree with that, but it's also like health insurance, you know. I spend my money on the stuff that makes me feel better, like fitness and, you know, nice workout clothes, but but things that like give me a better quality of life, you know. And I look at people and, you know, they complain that, you know, it's so expensive to come and get treated. And I understand it's expensive to pay $550 once a month, but look at the people eating out or, you know, partying, spending all their money on, you know, booze and you know, beach clubs, and it's great to live a good quality of life, but what about your body? This is your, you know, your temple.
That's
so
it.
So it's really important to feel great and to prevent getting to an older age where you feel like crap and you're degenerated and you're in constant chronic pain. You know, why not take care of yourself when you're younger and healthier and you have some form of disposable income? Yeah. And most people have health insurance and they could bill for physio or chiro or ask their primary medical doctor to refer them to someone, you know, but they don't have to come two or three times a week, once a month, once every few months at least, just for general checkups, you know, to ask questions, to learn new things, I think is really, really important. And we also have our social media, our Instagram and our Facebook, where we post loads of stretches, exercises, you know, people have questions, they ask us and we'll cover a particular topic. And that's the point of this podcast too. So if somebody, you know, couldn't come in, if they lived somewhere else, you know, let's say Saudi Arabia or Kuwait or Bahrain, and they had a question, they can always send a question to us and we'll be more than happy to cover particular topics. But if you're in pain, you know, don't ignore it, don't neglect it. It can get so much worse and then create an issue where you have to have, you know, much, you have to spend a lot more money on. So.
Yeah, yeah. But the there are sort of financial packages here, aren't there?
Yeah, there are packages for people who don't have insurance where we give discounts and we find a way to work with things. And if not with us, to refer them to someone else in the community. You know, we work with a lot of different doctors and clinics, and some people even tell us we are too far. We have other colleagues who work in different parts of the community that, you know, we can refer people to. So as long as people are taking care of themselves, then, you know, that's what makes us feel better.
This is where patient education becomes very important, because like we don't want patients to come every twice a week or like for 10, 20 sessions, you know, like some things can get fixed in 3-4 sessions. But then after that, you teach them how to look out for themselves, how to start foam rolling, mobilizing, doing everything that needs to be done to, like, you know, maintain
postural
their
education.
Yeah, to like prevent themselves from like getting like injured again or put themselves at risk for injury. So this is like, it's not that we always want to see you. In fact, we want to see you less and we want to see you getting better on your own.
Yeah.
So that's why patient education is very important, and for our patients to you know, look out for themselves and to do their homework, basically.
Yeah. Well, we mentioned earlier, I mean, that you're doing a bit of CrossFit now.
Yeah.
And Paul, we know you've just been in Madrid at the CrossFit Regionals.
Yes.
Did you have a good time?
Yeah, it was very good.
So jealous he went without me.
Yeah, nice Madrid. Can't have been all bad, huh?
No, it was very good.
Good, good. Well, in my opinion, CrossFit people, you know, they live in a box and they come out and they lift weights and throw them at people and get tattoos and wear spandex and eat big babies for protein and all that kind of stuff. So what did you get up to in Madrid? Tell us all about it.
Basically, it was an event over 3 days. So we just went and there's a big stadium. It was actually a really good setup. The flow, everything was very good.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, they just competed, done 2, maybe 3 workouts a day, depending on the day. But yeah, it was very good.
So what would you say 3 workouts a day? Describe a typical workout for someone.
So one of them was like thruster rope climb. So like you go from a squat position with the bar to pushing a bar overhead.
Mm-hmm.
And then they have to climb a rope then and touch the top. There's certain rep schemes, there's certain time limits, and they have to then work within those constraints to then basically beat each other.
Okay. And then the winner, just what you build points with every
it's all built on points. So the, I think it's the least points. Is then crowned sort of, I guess, champion, I guess.
Okay.
And then they'll go then into Carson in California.
Okay.
The first five, I think, right?
Top 5 that qualified then go over to Carson in California to compete at CrossFit Games.
Okay.
And then it's 1st, 2nd, and 3rd there.
And obviously we're in the Middle East here, but it was in Madrid. We're part of Europe in terms of CrossFit, are we?
Yes, so we're part of the Meridian region. It's Middle East and Africa. So they have different regions. There's several different parts of Europe that are split up, and then the top 10 of male, female, and team then get to go and compete then at regionals, which was in Madrid this year.
Okay, and how did we fare?
We have one guy who's in Ajman for CrossFit Sand Warriors.
Yes.
He came
third.
CrossFit Yas.
Came in second place.
Came second, his team, yeah.
Overall, that's fantastic.
Yeah. We have also Lara Hughes from Abu Dhabi. She came in 10th place, which was really good.
A lot
good.
Of our patients. We're really, really proud of them. It's great. They teach us a lot about, you know, how much they can push themselves mentally and physically. And then we bully our other patients who don't move enough and say, look at your, you know, your friends.
Your peers.
You know, they can do it. They can push a little bit. I mean, a lot, but if they can discipline themselves, you know, and it all comes down to discipline. It's amazing how much your mind controls, you know, your body and says, oh, I don't feel like doing it today, or oh, I'm lazy, or, you know. And yes, a lot of these people, this is their profession and they dedicate all their time to it. But a lot of them, they're here in the UAE, they're coaching people, they're out there, you know, to inspire people and teach people about how to move. So, you know, why not join one of the 100 gyms out there and try something different, you know? And, you know, as we've learned over the past year, you know, movement is medicine. Any kind of movement is fantastic for you. And some kind of movements cause problems in people because they have dysfunction. We're here to help them get out of that. And go from there.
Awesome. Good. All right. Well, that's been great. Thank you very much. Nermeen has been giving us all the rundown on preventative medicine and why we should do it. And Paul had a great time in Madrid. I can't believe you got that all paid for. Fantastic. And Tamara, thank you very much for everything all about the clinic. Everybody who's listening, please come on down and check the place out. Check us all on social media. Get in contact with the clinic. We'd love to hear from you.
Yeah, and one more thing for people. We see people of all ages, all sizes, all fitness levels. You know, whether you're a pregnant woman or you're a child who just started playing rugby. If you want just the movement screen, or if you have any questions, feel free to contact us through our social media or our email. And any questions you have for any practitioner, you can check us out on our website and, you know, choose somebody who you find appropriate for you and ask them, you know, any myths or what you think about a certain topic or injury. And we can discuss that with you over email, or we can even discuss that in our next podcast. So if there's anything particular you want to hear about, let us know and we'll go over that.
Fantastic. I know I want to find out a little bit more about fasting and the best way to go through it. And we
especially with exercise and maintaining a normal schedule, which is really, really, I think, important, because you see a lot of people, you know, they change their whole routine, which and their diet too, you know, they start eating stuff that they don't normally eat. So we want to cover all of that, hopefully with Nermeen's help on the next podcast.
Super.
Okay. Excellent. Awesome. Thanks, guys.
All right.
Thank you.
Take care, everybody. Bye.
Bye.